Keser Shem Tov, page 158, Simon Nun Hay. Ha'oseh mitzvah gedola, olamad Torah harbe mispal b'kavana. Somebody that's doing well with his Yiddishkeit on that day or that moment, some great mitzvah that he did, the learning went very well, the davening was going very well, b'kavana. So liachnis b'libo shum hispirus shu ozazoyz. He shouldn't get carried away with himself. Certainly it's good. There's a mitzvah of a yigba libo b'dache Hashem that one should feel proud of serving Hashem. But one always has to be careful. Leachnis b'libo shum hisparus shu azazayis. He shouldn't be so impressed with himself, ki'ilu, this is all his accomplishment, and by that to potentially lose the mitzvah in the cesspool of gaiva. You know, gaiva and conceit, arrogance. Ki malchus nikreis ani, min alav dalad nun yud, he yoses azois. The name, the way that we pronounce Hashem, alav dalad nun yud, when you take away the dalad, when you remove the dalad, so you're left with the letters Ani, I, it's me. Malchus of Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem is ever present, but it's very easy for one to become confused. And instead of being always aware of Ani Hashem, a person deludes himself into thinking, Ani, it's me, it's all about me. Not Ani Hashem, it's about Ani. It's very easy to be detached from Malchus and to delude oneself into thinking that I could do this all by myself, this is completely my own. So the Baal Shem Tov says, Ki Malchus Shenikres Ani, Min Alav Dalad Nun Yud, he also says those. One should think that it's the Aleph Nun Yud, not Ani, me, but Ani Hashem, that is behind all of this, that gives me the ability to do anything, to think and to breathe and to live and so on. Not that he himself is capable of doing such a thing. Masha Enkein im Mispar Lo Mashu Ba'atzma Osaza. The person shows off, kilo he himself is capable of doing this mitzvah or this davening or this learning, whatever it is. As Gorem Chas Shalom Shemistalik Yud Min Ani V'Nishar On. If a person believes that it's only himself, or he's getting too caught up with himself, then he's removing the letter Yud from the Ani. Besides that he thinks it's Ani, it's me, it's himself, he's removing the letter Yud, which is the light of Hashem, the Or of Hashem, from the Yud Kei Vav Kei. He's removing the letter Yud from Ani, and is left with the letters Aleph Nun. Aleph Nun, On, means nothing. Means nothingness. Nothing. Shazom Hashamu my ayin basa ulo'on atahoylech. And this is hinted at in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. You come from nothing. Where do you come from? You come from nothing. Ulo'on atahoylech. Now we say lo'on means, and where are you going to? But in Pnimius, lo'on means, and you are returning to nothing. Lo'on atahoylech. was lema kasha choshev es atzmo la'ayin. Now, everything, as we have been learning throughout, the Baal Shem Tov always comes to this, everything is understood in a way of Kedusha, it could be understood in a way of the Sidrach, of Tumah. In Tumah, me'ayin basel anato ha'lech means you come from nothing and you're going to nothing. But if a person makes something of his life and attributes that something to Hashem Yisbarach, so then, in Kedusha, kasha chayshev is atzma la'ayin, if you realize, if you think about this, me'ayin basa, and you don't make a big deal about yourself, and you realize that me'ayin basa, and you know that everything is not from the ani of yourself, but everything is from the ani Hashem. Then boseb is karvus laHashem Yisbarach. Then la'ana tohelech means that you are then connecting yourself. Where are you going to? Where are you connecting yourself? To the infinite one, to ayin, to la'an. Meaning la'ana tohelech means you're connecting yourself to the one who is beyond our grasp, who is nothing. Meaning ayin, me ayin yovo ezri. Mashen came from mispara shuoyseb zinikah herlech amuruchak baHashem meHashem Yisbarach. But a person who is conceited, and he's mispoyer shuhu ha'aisa, that he's the one that did everything. You're walking and getting further away from Hashem. You're detaching yourself from Hashem, and you're going to emptiness. La'ana tahaylech. Az mistalek yud v'nishar an. You're removing the yud. And there's all that's left is the un. Mze'u la'an atahelech, that you have nothing. If you think it's you, then la'an atahelech. Then you're going and you're connecting. You have no connection to anything at all. Let's see the parish a little bit and some of the notes. Ha'isa mitzvah and so on. A person should know and should always remember that Malchus, which is the end of the spheres, the last of the spheres, Shehi HaKoach Eloki HaPol B'Soich HaNivroim. Malchus is that Koach that we are able to sense, to experience, to recognize within creation. That's the meaning of Malchus. Shenikres ani min alav dalad nun yud. Climber. Lashon ani ha'amur b'ksuvim. When we see that lashon of ani, I, in Tanakh, kigon b'pasuk ani amis v'achaya. Like we see in the pasuk ani amis v'achaya in Hazinu. Misyacheses lemidas malchus yisbar. That's referring to the Midas HaMalchus of Hashem, as we experience Hashem in this world. She geneged Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which corresponds to the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which means Adon Olam. Hashem is master of the world, Adnus. He's master of the world. And recognition of that is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Adnus. And that's the Midas of Malchus. Hainu Aleph Dalad Nun Yud Va'ani Hainu Aleph Dalad Nun Yud Chaser Dalad He Osas Azos. So I have to be constantly aware of this, that the behind the Adnus, the Aleph Dalad Nun Yud, is always Ani Hashem, and not to confuse that with Ani meaning myself. If you think it's you, So then you are removing the yud of Hashem. Machasha Adam Shena Maki Bekach Shemaseh Nazarak B'Schus HaKoach Eloki. Because if a person thinks that he's able to do anything without that Koach Eloki, then Mafrid Kiv Yochel as a Maisa Umenat Koim and Koach Eloki. Then he's separating that act, that mitzvah, that learning, whatever it is, he's separating it from the Koach Eloki. V'Nishar, what remains is Aleph Nun on. Hamoira al Reikonus Veheder, which means nothing, emptiness. V'Nimsa Shalda Mafsidis Ha'or Elokish L'Aziza Mitzvah. It means that you are removing the light of Hashem from that learning, from that davening, from that mitzvah. Limitatar Tfila B'Kavana She'zeh Mash'omru Me'ayin Basa U'L'Ana Tahaylech V'Tzalaymer Davka Kasha Choshev Ezatzma La'ayin. That when a person realizes that he's ayin, he knows that he couldn't possibly do this himself. It's not about his that little ani of himself, but it's about ani Hashem. Oz basa klamar at atav bia ubiskarvus l'Hashem Yisbarach. Then basa means that you are connecting to, because the lashon of bia means intimacy. Is being bound together with. Then you are connected to Hashem. Me'ayin, if you know that everything is me'ayin and that you are ayin, then basa, then you're connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And la'ana tahaylech, you are connected to the Infinite One, to the Unknowable Hashem who is ayin. Hashem kein b'mispar shu ha'aisa, but a person who's mispar shu ha'aisa, who thinks that it's all about him. Zenikra Hoylech. Umaruchak Meshem Yisbarach. So he is, this person is, he's not getting close to Hashem. He's Lan Ata Hoylech. He's disappearing. He's walking away. If it's Me'ayin, then Basa. That's a lesson of intimacy. Mispar Shehu Aysev Nikra Hoylech. Muruchak Meshem Yisbarach, Oz Mistalek Yud, V'Nishar On. V'Zolo On Atahaylech, Hayin Shekasher, Kasher B'Yadcha, when a person only has this Aleph Nun, Bilvad, L'Lo HaYud, without the Yud, HaMoir Al Chibra Ma'is L'Koach Eloki, the Yud of Ani, is what shows this the connection to Hashem Yisbarach, Azai Atahaylech, then you're not connecting, but you're Atahaylech. Then you are moving further and further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen.
Abby?
Yeah.
Footnote 6 seems to talk about the significance of Dalad. Can you help us understand that?
Dalad, we see the way the Swarm explained, is that Dalad is humility, because it's a lashon of Dalus V'anius, of being poor. Arim Hashem Kedilisani. So Malchus is the last of the spheres, and it reaches down to a person who is humble, to each and every one of us who recognizes that it's not about us, it's about Hashem. And the choice that a person has is with the when the dal or when the dalad is intact, when it's there, so it means that one's ability to connect himself to Ani Hashem comes from that sense of Arim Hashem Kedilisani, of Dalus Va'anius. Like David HaMelech said all the time, Daloisi Vili Yoheshia. Daloisi Vili Yoheshia. When if the dalad is removed, then the person is living in the delusion of ani, of I. It's all about me. And through the Dalad, one is able to connect the Aleph Nun Yud to Ani Hashem. But only if a person is humble and feels that kidilisani, dalosi v'lioishi, that's what the Dalad is. The lashon of dalus v'anius, being poor and being empty and in need of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Dalad. Okay. Page 160. So the Baal Shem Tov here, and he would say, okay, let's go on to the next one. It's like, okay, now that we're good at that, now that that's pretty easy, let's move on to the next assignment. Yeah. Lundvav. But by learning the Torahs and believing in them, we have a connection to them as well. We try. Nunvav. This is very, very famous. And we've spoken about this many times over the years. And even in Kesa Shem Tov, it's to be found in, it's discussed in a number of places other than here. So I'm not going to go into it now because he explains it. It's found in other of the writings of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the Mezuzah Maggid, and other tzaddikim, which explained more. But just the sentence itself, the original, is this. You all know that the essence of a person is the machshava, is the machshava, the thought. And therefore, the place that a person is thinking about, where your mind is, that's where you really are. That's where you really are. You might be sitting in Woodmere, but where your mind is where you really are. If your mind is in Atzilus, if your mind is in Yerushalayim, that's where you really are. If your mind is returning to your learning, returning to your davening, that's where you really are. But if you're sitting and you have the Sefer open in front of you, and your mind is somewhere else, that's where you really are. It's a very, very big yesod, and all the tzaddikim discuss this at length. The meaning of Kriya Mokim Shata Chayshu V'machshava Sham Hu Kulo. It's not that you're a little bit there. It says Sham Hu Kulo. That's where you are entirely. That's where you are completely. Sham Hu Kulo. Amar Rabbeinu Kriya Mokim Shata Chayshu V'machshava Hainu K'shemachshav Der Ritzayna Shal Adam Nesunu V'machshava Masuyam Gashmi Aruchni. Whether physical or spiritual. As a b'em is shom hu nimsa kulay. Afim b'poel hu nimsa b'mokam acher. The famous story about the Kedushas Levi after davening welcomed back this little Jew that was davening there. He says, welcome back from Leipzig. So the person said, Rebbe, I've never been to Leipzig in my life. I hardly ever left Berditchev. The Baal Shem Tov says, but in Shimon Esrei, you were visiting Leipzig. I just wanted to welcome you back to Berditchev. Bruchim Abayim, to Berditchev. So even though he's standing with his eyes closed and his feet together and he's shuckling, Berditchev said, you were in Leipzig during Shimon Esrei. B'makom sh'adam chayshe b'machshava sham hu kula. The Nina Machshava is a big, big, big sugya, the Nina Machshava. And it's very much about what we're going through before Mashiach comes, our inability to be focused, to concentrate. I mentioned the other day that just a short time ago, a new sefer from Rav Schwartz from the Bilhavi Mishkan Etna came out. It's around 500 pages, just on the subject of rikus, of koach harikus, of being able to concentrate, to be focused. The whole sefer, 500 pages. Of course, I feel bad that no one's going to be able to stay focused on more than a few pages. And you have to read through it, right? You have to work on the sefer. It's a continuation. It's a sequel to the sefer that we're doing right now. we're doing for a while in the Thursday shiur on Das as Midosecha, we're learning about the Yesod HaOfer, which has to do with anger and with laziness and so on, the Yesod HaOfer, and then stability and strength in a positive way, and the cure, the meaning of Pizur HaNefesh, of a person not being in one place, his mind being scattered, pizur, a mind that's scattered. This is what's really preventing us from many, many great accomplishments in Ruchnis and even in Gashmias. Not not being able to hold on to a thought. That's what everybody's saying now. That in terms of, you see, when it comes to any information that's going out, how it has to be. It has to be so much to the. You have to get everything in 1 or 2 minutes because people can't. There's such a pizer hanefes. There's such a. We're so scattered brain that we can't be in one place in one thought. We can't hold on to a thought for more than a few minutes. And the studies are showing. I mean, I didn't read this, but Charlie was telling me a lot about this. How this a while back, how the studies are showing how this is mamish, like getting worse and worse and worse. This inyan of pizur hanefesh, of being able to even to watch a movie, a film, or to hear a shir. You know, it's becoming worse and worse. It's becoming more difficult. And that's in Ruchnis and Gashmis. It's in everything. The Koch HaMachshava, if they really talk more about that, that's a very big Nisayin. It has to do also with all the Din of Taivas and all the Yetzer Harlech and Kedushas HaBris and Tikkun HaMachshava and Kedushas HaMachshava. To be able to be in control of one's mind or one's thoughts, to be present and not to go off into the outer regions of the galaxy, to preserve one's rotzen, to be able to be in a place that's good, that's pure. We're going to have to talk a lot about the need of machshav and tikkun machshav. For the mayach to be shalat al alev, for one's mind to be in control of one's emotions, this is really at the root of the nisayin of the last generation. At the end of Golus is that strong kick of Golus at the end, at the last few minutes of Golus, of the machshav, of pizur machshav, because you could be living in the old city of Yerushalayim, and you could see the Kaisel outside of your window, but your mind is a million miles away, so you're not by the Kaisel. You're not at all in Yerushalayim. You're someplace else. So now we're living at a time where physically we can get to Yerushalayim. Physically we can get back to Eretz Yisrael. But the pizur hanefesh, we can't keep our minds in one place. We can't stay in our minds in Yerushalayim. It's brought down in Brachos in the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, that Rabbeinu Yonah said that during Shemoneh Esrei, a person should try to imagine himself standing at the Kaisel Maravi. Try to imagine yourself being there, and even what it feels like, and being up against the stones in one's mind. And when you have that thought, you're there. And the kavanis of the kavanis of the tzaddikim. This week we had some very chashuv young rabbanim that were here. I was talking to them about the need of sod. They wanted to learn more about that. And I mentioned at the end of the shiur that the Mizrach Magid, Susi Elena, he once had an old chavrusa of his that was passing through. He hadn't seen in many years. An old chavrusa. You can imagine the Mizrach Magid's chavrusa must have been a very great person. They were chavrusas by the Pnei Yeshua. Mizrach Magid was one of the greatest Talmidim of the Pnei Yeshua. In Nigla, the Mizrach Magid was one of the greatest of the generation in Nigla, in Shas and Poskim, and his old Chavrusa was passing through Mizrach, and they hadn't seen each other in many years, and it was a mincha something that they davened together, and the Mizrach Magid took for whatever it was for mincha like an hour and a half, and the friend. Came over afterwards, and they were talking, and he asked them, like, you know, I know you from the time that we were learning by the Pnei Yeshua. What's the story with your davening? Like, what happened to you? So the Mizrach Magid said, you're a businessman now. Isn't that true? He says, yes. So he said that, so Mizrach Magid said, how do you make your, how do you sell your schar? Where do you sell your schar? So he said, I go twice a year to the big Yerid, the big fair, wherever, in Leipzig, right? That's, that was the big place. So I go to the, that wasn't the only place, but that's always the place, that, that was the go-to place. So I go two or three times with my schar to Leipzig. And so the Mr. Shemagin said, why do you have to go? Why don't you just sit in your shtetl, sit at home, and just think about taking your schar to Leipzig, as he said. So his friend said, what are you talking about? So how am I supposed to sell anything? How am I supposed to make any money? How am I supposed to, if I sit at home and I think. So he said, say this. So it's the same thing when it comes to davening. The difference is like this. You go on trips to Leipzig to sell and to buy schar. When I'm davening, I go to where I have to go when I'm davening. In other words, I don't stay here in the room that you're looking at. When I'm davening, I go. And that takes a while. It takes longer. It takes longer to go than to just... I'm not here. I'm someplace else. And the journey takes me some time. That's what the Mr. Chumagra is saying. That when he davens, he goes there. So, of course, he didn't leave anywhere. He was there. What does it mean? Arbish and Nechnesula Pardes, right? The four who went into the orchard. Whatever happened, happened. Rabbi Kiva went in and came out and everything was intact. But the four who went into the par. So, where do you think they went? When I was a kid, I thought they went like on a school trip somewhere. They went to, I don't know, Pardes Chana or something. I don't know where they went. They went to an orchard. They went to a Pardes. They didn't go anywhere. Arbish and Nechnesula Pardes, they didn't go any place. They entered in their minds into that, like Tosfos says over there, they entered into Pardes. They went to the Leipzig and Shemayim, whatever that is. They went to get Schar. They didn't leave where they were physically, but they were Nichnasu Lepardes. And like you see the Lashon, like the Rambam brings down, Chazal used such a Lashon, L'tayel b'pardes. When one is learning the secrets of Torah, the way that it's referred to learning secrets of Torah is to go for a tiyul, a shpatsir, a hike, a walk, in pardes. So that doesn't mean you're going any place. You don't leave your house. You don't leave the Beis HaMadrash. It means that in your mind you're going to this place that's called this reality, this realm of creation, this Mitzias and Ruchnias, that's called Pardes. It's called Pardes. The truth is that the time has probably come. I'm only saying this to this Chabur because we're learning these in Yana, but the time has come. It could be Kedai for us to start soon to learn as a Chevra here in the Shul to learn how to start meditating, to think properly. So maybe we have to figure out a mahalach to do this. There are two or three people I know that are very, very, very big in teaching this sugi of meditation. There are a lot of techniques of how to do it that we have in the Messiah from the Nevi'im, going all the way back to the Nevi'im. They call it nowadays in English mindfulness, right? I think that's the term they call it, mindfulness. It's a good word. It's a good word, mindfulness. I never heard of that word until a few years ago. I don't think anybody ever used such a thing, but that's what's missing, mindfulness. To be able to be focused, to be able to be in that place. Say it, okay? I probably won't remember that I ever said it. It's never happened. Remind me. Let's go, Nun Zayin. Vashiva raglai el eidei secha. David Malach said, Vashiva raglai el eidei secha, which literally means that I bring my feet back to your place, meaning to shul, to the Beis HaMedrash. Like Chazal tell us that David Malach would say that my intention was to go out to take care of this and to go to this place and to that place. But Vashiva Raglail, but my feet draw me back to your place, to your mitzvah. Means your mitzvahs. And Chazal say means I, that wherever I go, I'm only thinking about going back to Rishon Medrash and going back to your mitzvahs. Vashiva Raglai El Edesach. Vashiva Raglai El Edesach. I want to bring my feet back to your Torah, to your mitzvahs. I'm always thinking about being in the Beis HaMedrash, in the Beis HaKnesses. The Baal Shem HaKadosh says that the word raglai, we often find that raglai is a remez, a hint, to the lashon of hergel. Hergel. Hergel means when a person is habituated to do something. There's a hergel. I'm used to doing by rote, or hergel. Vashiva raglai el edesach perish a hergel. So what does that mean? Vashiva raglai, I'm returning from my hergel. In other words, the Baal Shem Tov is saying the remez here is, like you see in the parish, it says, "Ksiv Hashiv Raglei Adasar Parish Raglei Raglei Meloshen Hergel." Hainu Sheoshuv VeOsur Meneh. Ashiva is a loshen like of tshuva. I'm turning away from, going back from. The same way, Don Mach saying Ashiv Raglei, that even though I'm at work, Ashiv Raglei, I turn my feet back to the Beis HaMedrash. But here the remez is. Ashiva raglai. I'm doing whatever I can to get out of habits. Ashiva raglai. A person has all kinds of hergelim. Hanisha osher v'osur min hahergel. I want to get out of hergel. Ashiva. I want to return from doing everything in a state of just in, by way of habit. Ashiva raglai. My whole life is hergel. Everything I do is just hergel. I'm not thinking. Same, it's connected. I'm just doing my hergel because this is what I'm used to doing. Good things, bad things, everything is hergel. Just habits. So I want to get out. Ashiva raglai. Dovid HaMelech is saying I want to get out of that whole world of hergel. Just living in a way of hergel. Being meshubet to things and gashmias and even my ruchnias being without any feeling or intention. Ashiva raglai, I got to get out of hergel. That's what Don Melech is saying. Perish hergel. Ashiva raglai, elei desecha. Which means to go back to your Torah, to the mitzvahs. To go back to thinking about what I'm doing. To get out of all the hergelim that I have in Gashmius. And even the way that I serve Hashem. And I should return to Eidah Secha, to doing the mitzvahs. And being in a way of kavana, a way of thinking and feeling. Vachanami, on top, Vachanami, kach im toshu mi Shabbos raglecha. This is also a remez in the pasuk in Navi. Im toshu mi Shabbos raglecha. What does that mean? So you see the simple pshat, look in 5. The simple pshat is, kavanas aloshon lefi pshutahi, im echazakta bederach lotzei schus letchum, the simple pshat the Mefarshim explained there in Yeshaya, and Toshim Shabbos Raglach is on Shabbos you better be very careful where you're walking. That if you've come to the Tchum Shabbos, if you reach the Tchum Shabbos, be careful Toshim Shabbos Raglach to turn back. Be careful not to go beyond the Tchum Shabbos, beyond the boundaries of Shabbos. That's the simple pshat, as the Mefarshim explained. But the remez, the Baal Shem Tov is saying also that im toshiv mi Shabbos raglecha is a hergel shel olam hazeh. A hergel shel olam hazeh means again, look in the parish. Ha-hergosh loyim hazeh, ha-inyonim agash mishahad ha-morgal of shakua behem. All of the things of this world that we just do by habit and we're immersed in them, shakua behem. Zem toshiv mishabes raglacha. Im toshuv mishabes raglacha. Im toshuv etestalik mina hergeilim agashmiim. We have to try to get out. Toshuv mishabes raglacha, to get out of all of these hergeilim gashmiim el hashabes, which means el haruchnius. Im toshuv mishabes raglacha. That we've just slipped into all of these hergelim, and we have to return to Shabbos, to the Ruchnius. As I tiskayim bocha haftocha shebehemshach hakosov, oz tisanegal Hashem, then you will have tremendous oneg tanduk in your avodas Hashem. Vachlaticha nachlas Yaakov, dahinu. Nachla bli mitzar. What's the Nachlas Yaakov? Hashem said, then I will give you, I will feed you, I will give you Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. Nachlas Yaakov means uferas, the yom of a cave and so on, and that means bli mitzar, without any boundaries. In other words, the hergelim that we're in, our habits in this world, limit us. They just constrict us. They make us small. Im toshev mishabes raglecha, that if you're able to extract yourself from the hergelim that are pulling you away from Shabbos, and you're able to attach yourself to the world of Shabbos, which means ruchnius, which means kavana and ruchnius and so on, so then you're able to enter into that mitzias of oz tisanegal Hashem v'achlaticha nachlas Yaakov Avicha. Then your davening will be gishmak, and then your learning will be gishmak, and everything that you do will be filled with kavana, instead of everything that's just habit and hergel and so on. So either gashmi stick of hergelim that are holding us back from Hashem, and even in our avodas Hashem, that is done without any thought, without any kavana. In footnote 7, that's the Gemara's Shabbos, of course, is darshing this on Kol Ma'anig as Hashabbos, the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. So the Gemara says Kol Ma'anig as Hashabbos nois lo nachle b'le mitzvah. Shnei ma'am toshim is Shabbos v'glecha v'kavos lo Shabbos Einik oz desang l'Hashem v'chdibin av ha'am seyar v'ach l'tin az Yaakov. That's the pasuk. Ki Yaakov shekosu bo for us to yom v'kedem sefonim in Egbo. But Ben Paris Yosef, the Tol Zayakov Yosef, writes, Ki Olam HaZinikra Erev Shabbos. So the Tol Zayakov writes, this world is called Erev Shabbos. Olam Haba HaRuchni, and Ruchni is called Shabbos. Umishu Olam HaZeh HaGashmi Ma'anig HaShabbos Sheyotzi MeHaGashmi V'Nichnas BeRuchni. Now if you're able to be here in this physical world, and you're able to go out of this physical world in Toshuv Mishabbos Raglecha, Kamo Yaakov, oz noisno nachlas Yaakov beruchni shubli mitzar. Then you're able to connect to this nachlas Yaakov, which means bli mitzar. Then you're not constricted and limited to having any relationship with Hashem Baruch Hu just on Shabbos. It could even be during the 6 days of the week. In other words, a person has the ability to be disconnected to the last Torah. A person has the ability to be in control of his thoughts, in control of his habits. And he's able to live in such a way im Shabbos. Im Shabbos, Shabbos like, in Eretz Yisrael they use the word Shvita, means what? Means a strike. Kivo Shavas. Means a person has the ability to say, Maspik, Adkan, enough. Im Shabbos. A person has the ability to be controlled and to say, Im Shabbos, in other words, when it comes to a hergel, to stop. To stop. And when a person is able to stop that that life of Hergel, the monotony of being stuck in that thoughtless, mindless life of Hergel, then through that shvisa, through that shvita of removing himself from Hergel, he's able to enter into the world of Shabbos, even during the 6 days of the week. And oz tisanigal Hashem, and of course it means, the Gemara is telling me it's earning Shabbos. But even during the week, the Talmud is saying, oz tisanigal Hashem. Because Nachlas Yaakov Avicha is without any boundaries. Nachlas Yaakov is Zufaros, the Yom HaVakevim, Safar V'Negva. Nachlas Yaakov means that a person can go without anything holding him back. And to have a tremendous Tanug in his Avodas Hashem, that's called Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. Oz Tis Anagel Hashem. So our habits and our hergelim are holding us back from this, from having a tanduk in our Avodas Hashem, from enjoying our Avodas Hashem.
Does habits always denote or connote something negative?
No. Nothing is
maybe
always.
In a bad spot, but sometimes it would think that it would be nice to have hergelim, if you will, that you always feel Shabbistic, so to speak. I mean, like that's your usual way. Like,
but you know, as I said, nothing is always, because for everything, as we just said a few minutes ago, Everything in the way of negativity in the Sitracha has a way in Kedusha. You heard of the Shalosh V'Golem, no? Hergel in Kedusha means what David Melch was saying, that I mentioned at the beginning, that even though I was heading, the David Melch was saying, even though I'm going out to take care of some business, but I'm in the habit of going back to Shul. There's something that's pulling me back. There's no question that they're Hergelim of Kedusha. And that there's something that's very holy about Hergelim. In other words, the Tzaddikim spoke with great affection and warmth about a person who just finds himself in Shul, and even though he doesn't remember what parasha and kriyat shema he's in, the fact is that he made it, and he wants to be there, even though he's not thinking about being there, like, why did you end up in Shul? So Ragle, Ashiv Ragle, that's not the ideal. The ideal is that one should be in a place of great concentration, but the fact is that there are people in the world whose hergelim take them to the gutter and to the filth, and there are people whose hergelim get them to shul. There are hergelim of kedusha as well. We're not saying that the tachlis is just to be in a hergel, but there certainly are hergelim of kedusha. I gave a shiur to the women last week. I don't know if it's on the thing. I guess it probably is on this inyan of extraordinary, ordinary. It gave some silly title, but that's what that shiur is about. The shiur is about Marcheshvin. Marcheshvin. The whole inyan of Marcheshvin is that Marcheshvin is the embodiment of all that is ordinary. There's nothing extraordinary. There are no days that stand out. There are no Yom of Tovim. The whole month is a month of Hergelim of Kedusha, of habituating ourselves to Avodas Hashem. That it's not only when there's a Yontiv and there's something that's exciting and thrilling and there's some very, very, very big Avodah that you're involved in. In my cheshbon, there's nothing of any particular significance. It's just, every day is just a regular day. Most of the time, it's gloomy and it's gloomy. It's dark. It's often rainy and it's getting cold. And how are you supposed to be a Jew in that mitzias of hergelim? And really, that's the avodah that Hashem Zbach wants us to think about during the time of my cheshbon, which is not a time of any particular great aliyahs, or his karvas, or any aliyah l'regel. It's when a person is living in that hergel of the routine. This time of the year, after Yom Tov, all the way to Chanukah. And in the Torah, we didn't have Chanukah from the Torah either. It's the whole time, Chanukah Opur. Is what kind of a Jew are you on between the Shalosh Regalim? So there are Hergelim of Kedusha. It doesn't mean that one doesn't try to concentrate and focus. And Adrab, it means mitoicha hergel. In that cycle of hergel, I try to find something. I try to connect in a deeper way during the time of hergel. That's a very hard thing to do. It's not such a big deal to be a great husband by the chasna, you understand. But to be a great husband during the long years that follow, and just the regular momentum of life, and to be able to in Toshi Mishabes Raglacha, in Toshi. So on the anniversary, this guy is a great husband, or he's a great husband when it comes to some special occasion. He's a great husband, or he makes himself a great husband during the time that the wife is muteris to him during that time of the month. But what about when it's not that? What about when it's macheshvan? That's really the measure of a person. What do you like when it's macheshvan? Like when the wife didn't go to the mikveh, it's not that time, and it's just like no yontiv, and it's just like this, you know, it's nothing. Gone, it's the days, it's getting dark, you know, early, and it's just, what kind of a person you are is to a large extent dependent upon Macheshvan. Now, the Hergelim of Kedusha means that the Baruch Shalom wants us to be people who, even when we're not into things, but there's a Kabbalah's oath, that we do things despite the fact that we're not into them. That's a Hergel of Kedusha. We do things the right way. I go to shul. Not like you have now, all the, especially when you see with these young people, they say, it doesn't work for me. Shul doesn't work for me. You know, every day it's like a whole toss-up if he's going. Is he going to go to shul? Is he not going to go to shul? Depends how I feel. It depends how I feel. That's very much what's going on now. So, I don't know, every day could be. Maybe he'll go to shul. Maybe he won't go to shul. Depends if he feels like going. Maybe he'll go if he doesn't feel like going. If he feels like put on tefillin, he won't put on tefillin. He's into it. He's not into it. It works for me. It doesn't work for me. I'm into it. I'm not into it. And the hergelim of kedusha means that this is my life. That's what Don Mach was saying. Hashiva raglei elei desecha. There's something that just pulls me back to shul. There's something that even though I wasn't thinking about it necessarily, but there's a hergel of kedusha. There's a hergel of kedusha. Those hergelim of kedusha are very dear to Hashem, because when a Jew is so connected to Yiddishkeit that it's his natural way of living. Mm-hmm. So Marcheshvan is something of a test for that. Are you a natural Jew, or are you just like the special events kind of a Jew? Like, you know, the special event type of a Jew. They, like, you have many Jews that they're not from, they go for high holidays, you know, they go for special days or special events. You know, you have a person that when it'll be a kumzitz, you know. I have always these guys, especially you see this by young chavre, they always say, like, we're having when are we having, you know, another hilula, like another kumzitz or something like that. I said, why don't you kumzitz? Why don't you open your gemara and sit down and do what you're supposed to? Like, so then they think that I became a misnagid. I'm not a misnagid. Kumzitz. Sit down and learn. Sit down and take care of your life and take care of your wife and stop running to parties all the time. That's why I've said this many times over the years, and maybe so. I'm not a real chassid. I didn't grow up among the chassidim, so I'm not going. Yeah, I don't hold from having every Friday night at Tish and all this. I don't go for that. By the way, if the bedicha would be, I would go every Friday night. But to my Tish, I'm not going Friday night. Because the kedusha Shabbos means eat, sing zmiris, spend some time with your kids, sit down and open up a lekutei Torah from the Baal HaTanya. Open up the Noam Eli Melech and sit for 2 hours in Harbina, the Noam Eli Melech. You can take, if you like to have a coffee, I don't drink coffee, but if you like that, have a coffee, piece of mezonos, and sit with the Noam Eli Melech. Shabbos. It's the sweetness of our hergelim, of of our Hergelim of doesn't have to be a special event. It has to be a special event. This whole thing I've told you many, many times, because I was talking with these young rabbis were here, so we were asking about the different things about programming. I said, I don't know anything about programming. I don't program. I have no program. I don't know anything about it. I only take my cues from the chaver. They tell me to show up for something. There's a special program. I know that there's lag boim, I understand. And I know that Sukkot is special. I know we have a yontiv, we have Yom Tovim. I believe in all Yom Tovim and all the special things. I get it. But then when it comes to, Rabbi, we have to, you have to keep things moving over here, or else we're going to lose the oilam. I know that. So I gave into that. I accepted it. That's the reality. Now, we're going to lose the oilam. I always, when I grew up, I thought that a shul is a place where you daven and you learn. I didn't know that it was for special programs. We never had special programming when I was, we didn't have. But now you need it. I get it. I'm not arguing with that. And I appreciate all the things that are being done. But, I mean, if you only ask my father's ogres, because that's always my way of measure, could you think of any special program you'd like to see in shul this year? So, Shachas Menchemah. Special program. Rashi doesn't do it for us. It's Shnai Mikrecha Targum. That doesn't work for us anymore. So you have to go online and find, all kinds of special things, all kinds of exciting and special things. Shnai Mikrecha Targum. To be Marvis Sedra. Chumash Rashi Targum to Shnai Mikrecha Targum doesn't work for me. I'm looking for some special event, so you can have some sort of. I was in a shtiebel. I go a lot to my parents to daven by the shtiebel Mincha Maariv, and there's a kid over there, a bocher, and he's davening Mincha Maariv from his telephone. So I didn't say anything to the guy, but there was an older guy that went over to him and said, what's the matter with taking a siddur? There are a million siddurim in the place. My parabit cast, there was a guy that was standing there. So another guy went over to him, so it was like a guest. So he's not a regular, but he said, how come you're davening from the telephone? He's like an older guy. So the kid answered, he said, it's easier for me. It's easier for me to daven from a telephone than to daven from a siddur. It's more exciting to daven from the telephone. That's easier. What, is it hard to open up a siddur? What could be hard to open up a siddur? They're on the shelves everywhere. They're all over siddurim. What's hard? No, it's...
Because Rebbe, you can say...
It looks nice. It shines.
Hey, Google, open up to Mincha.
Uh-huh. Oh, it does that?
You don't have to turn the page.
Yeah, and it adjusts for the holidays and all that stuff. A lot of the programs.
The siddurim have now also in the gray. They have a special... Our old siddurim didn't have any special colors. We still have to figure it out. We had the Tikkun Meir said, you remember that? He always turned the page. Yeah, what's going on? And you know what? We managed to daven. We figured it out. I like the gray stuff. Oh, it's nice. It reminds you. It's good. But now it's really a foam? It's foam? No, it's because there's special effects. It's a special effects. It's fun. It's exciting. Everything has to be like this. So the Hergelim of Kedusha, what's more beautiful than a worn-out siddur, than a worn-out sefer? You don't have the computer, the screen doesn't get worn out. It doesn't get yellow, it doesn't get frayed. It's always new and fresh.
Except when you crack it.
Yeah, but it doesn't get frayed or yellow. But a sefer, a siddur, it's a mechaya. Those are Hergelim of Kedusha. David, you've been trying to say something.
Yeah, what happens if you're your habit of, you go to Mincha Maariv, this... You have a certain small little seder of shirim, and there, you're bored with that. What do you do then?
You do everything else we talk about all the time. Everything else we're talking about is how to strengthen one's ruchnias. There are many, many techniques of strengthening one's ruchnias. We're not going. That's not what this Torah is about. How to get out of hergelim. There are ways. Again, I spoke before about meditation. So there's his bonedus. There's his bodedus. There are many, many things that one can do to strengthen one's ruchnius. The same way that in a marriage, when a marriage gets stale and a relationship gets old, so what can one do?
I mean, on the simple level, you say you better add to your seder. Or does it ever make sense, like, maybe you need to go to a different minyan. Maybe you need to go to a different something. Or, no, keep up those habits.
That's an important question, because that's very much nowadays also. You see like this, I talk about this a lot, you see that nowadays, a bach is in this shir, he's not working after 2 days, he wants to go to another, a different shir. A person goes to the shul for a little bit, it's not, so he goes to another shul. And sometimes it's true that sometimes a person needs a change. It's true. And sometimes there are people, in particular ones, there are people who have a certain, they don't have zitzfleisch, and they need to have, and there's no choice. Ideally, a person should try to make wherever he is, he should be able to make it work. But there are times that you can't. There's no rule when it comes to these things. So sometimes it's good to go to another shir. It's good to go to a different shul. And a person needs, you know, to change things up, they say, right? There is something to that. Of course there's something to that. But most of the time it comes from a weakness. You should just, what you're doing, you should be, yeah, are there people that have to give the wife a get and go to a different lady? Yeah, but more often, why don't you just work things out with your girl? You know what I'm saying? Instead of looking for another girl. This is your wife, no, so make it, figure it out. Figure out ways how to make it, in your marriage, how to make it something which is stronger. Instead of saying, well, I guess it's not working out, I better find somebody else. You know, Hayrat Mugureshes. That's the end of this marriage. Things like this are going on all the time. I've had fights and arguments with 40-year-old men, 50-year-old men who are leaving their wives, and there's nothing like horrible that happened at all. Nothing horrible. I'm saying, tell me the worst thing over here. It's the same thing. It's like not working for me. I think I could get something more, you know, more exciting. It's just become like they're talking about a job or something, or going to a different shul.
Because in a lot of ways, going to a different shul and changing a state of learning is the same thing. You really just have to dig in and make it work.
Yes, most of the time, the mature, intelligent mahalach is digging in. That's the correct thing to do. There are times when it's not working and you have to get out. But most of the time, if a person really digs in and works on it, he'll be able to. You don't have to leave that mesechta to go to another mesechta. Ksubis is a beautiful mesechta. Why do you have to close up Ksubis and go to Sanhedrin? Because Sanhedrin is so exciting, you know. So Ksubis, or Bava Kama, you know. Any mesechta, any gemara, anything. Any Rashi, anything, any piece of Torah. If you dig in, it'll be gewaldi. But there's an Indian that a person feels, I just have to leave this gemara. This gemara is not working for me. Stay in the gemara and make it work for you. Stay in the marriage and make it work for you. Stay, and may, that has to do with the last Torah about the machshava. Work on it, and you'll see that oz tesanik l'Hashem, you'll have tremendous tanik. If you work on something, if you work hard at something, you don't run away from the Gemara, you don't run away from a shir, you don't run away from a marriage, you don't run away from a shul, and you work at something, you'll see oz tesanik l'Hashem. You'll have tremendous tanik.
Yeah. Thank you.